Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, oh, my, our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thanking you and praising you for your word. Lord, we thank you that you have given us a recipe to have, as Dr. P.K. Roberts would call it, a super fantastic day, as set forth in Philippians 4 and 8. Father, we thank and praise you that as we think on those things that are pure and that are just and that are right and that are honorable, Lord, we know that we will bring those things into our lives because what we speak is what we bring about. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, oh God, for starting this TMC call, Lord, where we can gather together every Monday through Friday morning to hear a word that we know will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin our day. Now, Father, we ask that you continue to bless them. Father, that you continue to shower them with your love and that they continue to keep you first in their lives, oh Lord, and we know they will as they seek to do your will. Father, we thank and praise you for blessing their families, Lord. Now, Father, that they receive favor from the north, south, east, and west, and whatever their hands touch, it prospers. Father, we thank you so much for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon, who was able to pass down a legacy to his son and daughter-in-law. Father, now we just ask that you continue, Lord, to show them the way. Lead them, Lord, and let them be led by your Spirit and be obedient to do those things that you have called them to do so that they will, that they and the entire Artist International family will experience success and favor. Now, Lord, we thank you for our speaker who will bring a word we know that will just be just a right on time word. Oh, God, whatever the speaker stands in need of, we just thank you, Lord, for giving them a double portion of your favor, of your blessing, of your love. And, Father, that the word will be so powerful that it will be life-changing for us, and that we not just keep it to ourselves, Lord, that we will share it with someone else that they may be blessed by it. Now, we command that the airwaves are lined up with the word of God and that this call will go forth with clarity because we have vetoed and put a gag order on Satan and all his cohorts. Father, that they have no place on this call and that we have the authority to do that. They are trampled under our feet and kicked out. Now, Lord, we call it down. We thank you for our family members who have gathered this morning. And, Father, bless them indeed. You know exactly what they stand in need of. And we call it done. For we love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. I love you, my TMC family, as we go out and have a Think on These Things Thursday. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, Minister Robin, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you also, sister. Good morning, family members. And I'm going to send a shout out to you from the East Coast. Good morning. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. And I, along as Minister Willa, we welcome you to the Master's Call. It's an awesome call, and it's a call all about our King. Who is our King? He is King Jesus. He is the God that is more than enough. And our call was founded by two wonderful women of God. And we love them, and we cherish them, and we honor them. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eva, and Dr. P.K. Roberts. She's known also as Miss Dimples. These two victorious women of God, they heard the voice of the Lord, and they came forward with this call. We stand on a scripture that you can locate in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you," because that's what we do. This call is all about praying for you, praying to the Master, and watching him show off, watching him come strong on your behalf. And our mission statement truly is that we are enriched, we are enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we begin our day. And this call begins every day, Monday through Friday. We start at 5 o'clock Pacific Central Standard Time, 6 Mountain Standard Time, 7 Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we are so glad that you are here with us. I have so much information that I want to share with you. Don't forget, today is Thursday. It is the last day of the Spiritual Self-Love Series that Dr. P.K. Roberts is ministering on Thursday evenings. That call starts at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Mountain, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, it's the last part of the series, Spiritual Self-Love. Go to her Facebook page, and that's www.drpicolaroberts on Facebook. You can get additional information there. And also, get ready. Save the date. The Kings of Artists, they are coming. Where? Houston, Texas. The date, March 27th, 28th, and 29th. So go to your back office, get additional information. You can go to their website pages and find out more about what is going to take place in March. And I also want you to know that our month end has been extended till today. Praise God, he gives us favor. And we just want to thank the Diaz de Leon family for thinking about the entrepreneurs. You have an extra day to go forward and move and let God show up on your behalf in your business. Well, I'm going to get out of the way and share with you about this mighty woman of God. She is a victorious woman of God, co-pastor Lavonia Lewis. We are so glad that she's part of our family, and she stands on Matthew 11:12, and it states that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. She co-pastors with her wonderful husband. She was born in Las Vegas, and that's where they reside. She was a single teenage mom, and co-pastor Lavonia, she knew that she was deemed not to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God turned it around, and look at her now. She is sold out to the Lord. She equips the saints. She also loves to win the lost to the Lord. She recovers the backslider. Pastor Lavonia, she has over 12-plus years of experience ministering and pastoring youth. She served under her great-grandma, Pastor Almarie Gaston. Pastor Lavonia is a graduate of Phoenix, Arizona. She received her bachelor's degree in human health services. She has a minor in organizational management, and we do have to be organized. She is also a graduate of the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. She earned her master's degree in the Master's of Divinity with high distinction, praise God. She completed also a year of work in her residency toward her doctorate. She has a successful radio ministry. She's a mom. She's a devoted wife. She's a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, an entrepreneur, and she is a friend. And she's one of our dear members on this team. So without any further delay, I know God gave her an awesome word. Get your pens, get your paper, get your tablet, get your phone, get the word. Pastor Cole, co-pastor Lavonia Lewis, are you there, victorious woman of God?
Yes, I am. God bless you, woman of God. Wow,
God
what
bless
an awesome.
You. It's all yours.
Thank you. Good morning to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for taking this time out this morning to get on the call. We appreciate you. We honor you. We thank God for you. This morning, again, want to thank God. Protocol is already set for everyone, to our Mother Eagles, my sisters, and to everyone who's on the call who makes this call possible. God bless you. Our topic today we're going to be talking about, we're going to discuss God and our steps. Jeremiah 29:11, we know that scripture. We use it all the time. It's very familiar. And it just says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, the plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope, an expected end." Here with the Lord is telling his people in that verse that even though 7 years must pass over them in exile, that he wanted them to know that he would not forget about them. He had not forgotten them, that he knows the purpose that he had towards them, the plan he had, and that it was to restore peace after they had lost so much. They had been out in exile. They had been distraught and beat down and just hurt by life and what was going on with them at that time, the struggle. The Lord was promising them, "I'm going to restore peace and prosperity to you. And look, I have an expected end. I know how this is going to end up. You don't know, but I know how this is going to end up." Listen, God never shifted from his plans. No matter what they did, no matter what the enemy did, he never shifted from his plans for his people. And now, today, in 2015, he still has a plan, a purpose, and a promise for his people. And he has nothing, and nothing's going to change that. So today, that continues with us, and we have to take hold to that, to know that ought to bless our heart, that should bless somebody right now, because somebody feels like they're in exile. Somebody feels like that everything is breaking down around them, like they're in slavery, like things are just not working for their good. But you have to remember the promise that God said he has an expected end, that even though you don't know, he knows how this is going to end, and it's going to end for your good. Now, in 2013, the Lord had given me this concept, and I spoke to the TMC listeners and I spoke to the family about this when the Lord gave it to me, and he was talking to me about steps. And the Lord began to break it down to me, and he said, "Daughter, it was strategic, tactical, effective, progressive successes, STEPS. And I'll say it again, strategic, tactical, effective, progressive successes. Look, the Bible makes it clear that God plans for us to succeed. That's not a doubt. We quote the scriptures to each other. We hear them at church. We read them in our Bibles during our quiet time. But it occurs to me that it seems like sometimes we know God can, but we don't believe he will. We know he can, and I've seen him do it for her, and I've seen him do it for him, but will he do it for me? So we have to remember that our word, sometimes we have to realize our word and our walk don't always align, because we'll say one thing, but we'll walk a different one. And so we got to be careful. We say God's going to be moving for me this year. I know God's going to move for me this year. You know, we go to watch meeting, and we go to our New Year's Eve service, our New Year's service, and we bring the New Year and shouting and praising God and just living it up and giving God the glory. And then life begins to happen, and we forget the declaration we made on that New Year's Day. And the mere fact that we have not gotten into position to receive the blessing speaks louder than the declaration we made on the first. The fact that you're not cleaning out the garage for the car you said you believe in God for is telling me you ain't ready. The fact that you are not taking classes to prepare yourself to be a better this thing is showing me that you're not ready for that thing to come. You get what I'm saying? Listen, because we're infantile in our thoughts. Maybe it's because we're still childish in our thoughts. We're still young in our thoughts. It's making us immobile. Because if we think about it, we still wait for somebody to pick us up and carry us to the next destination. Now, I know that's tough because it was tough for me to hear. That was rough. I was like, "My God, what are you talking about?" He said, "Look, I have a purpose and a destiny and a promise for you, but your lack of movement or your lack of faith in your ability to move is going to hinder your steps. Your lack of movement or your lack of faith is going to hinder your strategic, tactical, effective, progressive successes. It's going to hinder you. Mobility requires you make steps. In order to move out of the situation that you're in that's causing you so much frustration, you're going to have to constantly be stepping." And I know that's so dramatically incorrect, and I thought y'all said she was a teacher. We heard her. Dr. Ed said teacher. Is she talking like that? Yeah, I'm talking like that. If you are going to move out of this situation that has you where you can't sleep at night, has you where you're upset, pulling your hair out, gray hairs are growing. Come on, you got to go get extra dye. You yelling at the kids and kicking the cat and screaming at the dog. If you are going to get out of that situation, you need to be constantly stepping. constantly strategic related to your planet, regimented in your tactics, purposely effective, pushing progress, and celebrating successes, even the small ones. Even the small ones. You sold one garment last week. You need to be celebrating that because it was a success. It was strategic, it was tactical, it was effective, it was progressive, and it was a success. You made a step. Celebrate. In order to get from point A to point B, you have to make a step. When a baby learns to take their first step, that it's uncertain, they're uncertain, they're unsure. You've seen them, they wobble and they weevil, but they're excited. It's exciting. They no longer need to rely on anybody else to move them. Look, when you start stepping, when you start making steps, imagine how empowered you are going to feel. Well, Co-Pastor, I make steps. All right, make bigger ones. When you start making bigger steps, let's look at another familiar scripture, Psalms 37 and 23 and 24. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand. In verse 23, the word ordered, let's look at the word order. You can just take that word. It really means like established, upheld, and made firm. Let me clarify. So let me restate that, what I just read. The steps, the strategic, tactical, effective, progressive successes of a good man are established, upheld, and made firm by the Lord. My God, I can almost hear y'all screaming on the phone right now because I want to scream. Look, remember the promise. Look, that God said in Jeremiah 29 and expected in a hopeful future. I plan for you to succeed, but success requires action. It requires movement. We have no need to fear making a step. Why? Because our steps are ordered. Look, you ought to tell somebody, people are out there, they trying to figure you out. They looking at you. Sometimes you just shocked yourself with some of the steps you made. You wonder, what in the world was I thinking? Why did I do this? Where was I at? What was in my mind at? And people are looking at you trying to figure out what is going on. Why are you? Don't tell anybody. Look, just tell them, don't hate me because you hate me. Just look, say, God ordered my steps, and I'm going to keep stepping. That's all you got to tell them. I'm going to keep stepping. And look, I suggest you keep stepping. I suggest you start stepping. And if you are stepping, keep stepping. If you want to be honest with yourself, the strategic, tactical, effective, progressive successes you made, most of them you have no logical, no physical evidence how it happened. You just started walking. Look, you were like Abraham. The Bible said that Abraham just told, that God just told Abraham to just start walking. And I'll give you the land. I'll tell you where to go. He was leaving home, leaving family, leaving everybody. And God just said, just get to stepping. Just make some steps. When you start stepping, I'm going to show you the direction you need to go in. My God. 24 said, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. And the Lord upholded him with his hand. Now, this is going to mess some folks up because some people would have you believe that if you're a good Christian, a good man, like the Bible said, the steps of a good man are ordered. If you're a good man, you don't fail. You don't fall. You don't have times of trouble. It's not true. The psalmist wrote in 24, you gonna fall. It says, though he fall. There are times that you are gonna mess up. There are times you're gonna slip up. There are times you're gonna fall. You might get hit with this blindside attack. There's some attacks that will hit you so hard that come out of left field. My God, I wasn't expecting that. It will knock you off your feet, people of God. It will cause you to lose footing, cause you to lose position. It will cause you to miss a step. But look at that. Can I tell you a secret? Even in your stumble, even in your fall, it was in the order. He said, Romans 8:28, if you read it, if you ain't ripped it out your Bible, it tells you that all things work together. God said, look, I can even take, you didn't shock me. You didn't. When you and I failed to meet our goals, or fail to make our goals. Some of us didn't even create any. We didn't even write any down. Didn't even say, look, if I don't write any goals, I can't fail. So we just decided not to write any. Last year, when we did that, it didn't throw God off. He didn't have to go say, let me sit out again and draft plan B. No. He's still on his plan A game with you. See, you didn't throw him off because you missed a step. God bless your name. But listen, the Bible says he's not going to be utterly cast down. Another translation said he will not be overwhelmed because God is holding his hand. My God, thank you. Your steps are not designed to overwhelm you. The steps were not designed to overwhelm you. It was designed to take you to a higher place of operation and functionality. Aren't you ready to function, operate, and implement, do business at a higher level than you did before? Ain't you ready to take it to the next level? I know I am. I really am. I'm ready to get out of this and ready to take it to the next level. We got to walk out the ordered steps. You can't stay down here. You can't operate on this level anymore. Enough. Time out. When my mother passed away, I slipped into such a deep depression until I couldn't hear anything. I could only come out. I'd come out to minister to people because I didn't want God's people to suffer for what I was suffering. So I'd come out and give them a little light and give them word, and I'd go right back into my thing. And then I realized, God, I can't keep operating at this level. This air down here is stale, and I can't breathe because you've created me to breathe on a whole nother level. That's like taking an eagle and sitting that eagle down on the ground with chickens. It's going to die. And I knew, God, I'm an eagle. And if I stay down here on this level, I'm going to die. I'm speaking to someone on the phone right now. If you stay at that level, you're going to die. You got to get up. You got to make some steps. Well, I don't know what direction to move in, Pastor. You talking steps. Step where? Look, first move in stepping is you got to move and you got to seek God for which direction to step in. We know the book, our book of wisdom, Proverbs, it advises us that we have to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, and he will direct our path. Just acknowledge it. Just ask him. Just say, God, you are controlling my life. I'm going to start walking, and if this is not the direction you want me to do, you're the God of a turnaround. Turn me around. He'll do it. That door that slammed in your face last week, that was him turning you around. Because believe me, rejection is direction. My God. Next thing, next move is you stop trying to figure out God at his next move. Just hear and be obedient. Just do it. Just have a Nike-type spirit. Proverbs 20 and 24 states that the Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? That's the NIV version. That blew me away. The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? You are going to drive yourself crazy and everybody else around you trying to explain what God is doing in your life, trying to explain what the next step is, what you're going to do, what your five-year plan is, what your 10-year plan is. You are going to lose your mind because you know what? Folk are going to be all in your business, and they just going to have to figure out one day, like, what's going on and this, and you're trying to explain something that you have no explanation for. Just keep stepping. In this season, with this shift, stop listening to logical explanations. Just because it sounds logical and it makes sense, oh, wow, that makes sense. No. You are going to have to listen to God's voice, know his steps and his precepts and his word. Because one thing you learn about God is more times than not, he's very illogical. Come on, Moses, what's in your hand? Stretch it out. I'm going to split the sea open. That's illogical. Well, all right, young woman who's never had sex with a man, who's never known a man, is not married, you get ready to birth the Savior. That's logical. Oh, you get ready to make steps and go to president, and you barely make it manager. You barely hit a supervisor. That's logical. But it's time to make steps. I just want to tell y'all, God bless y'all for gathering this morning and listening to me tell y'all what God plans for success for you. It involves you making daily steps that he ordered, not anyone else. He ordered. Trust me, he's upholding you, even when you trip up and miss a step. Now go ahead, start your best day today. And oh yeah, don't forget, get to step. God bless you.
Glory, glory, glory to God. I so receive that, Pastor Livonia. I will call you back after we pray. Family members, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are so good to us. We thank you, Lord. We will get to step in, Father God. Glory to God. thank you for being a God of a first, second, third, fourth, many, many chances in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the woman of God, bringing that word of encouragement, bringing that word of direction, bringing that word of correction, opening up our eyes by the presence of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for strategic, tactical, effective, progressive successes, because our steps are truly established by you. And Father, fill her to overflowing. Continue to give her the desires of her heart, Father God. Continue to anoint her hand as she moves forward, Father, and continue to be that living epistle being read by all men for your glory in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the Masters family. I thank you, Father God, for the Brown and the Smith family, Lord God. You are their comforter. You are their peace. You are their strength. And this is for anyone, Father, who has had a loved one who has transitioned to you. You were there, Father God, when they cry. You were there when they need a hug. You were there to comfort them and to strengthen them. You are the healer, Jehovah Rapha, and we glorify you because sickness will not be unto death in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in Jesus' name that you are healed. You are the healed of the Lord. Healing belongs to you because you are his. Jesus took sickness away. You do not have to receive it. You do not have to accept it. You believe the report of the Lord, and you walk in divine health because he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities, and the chastisement of all of our peace was put on him. And by the stripes Jesus accepted on his body, you are healed. Glory, glory, glory to God. Family members, again, we know our steps are ordered by God. We have the favor of God. Today is another day to work your business, to get stepping, to get people enrolled. Go to your back office. Don't forget to register for the Kings of Artists. Go to the ArtistEmpowermentConference.com website. Register. Save that date. It is, again, going to be held in Houston, Texas. It's going to be March 27th, 28th, and 29th. Don't forget, immediately following this call, we have the MMC call. You can get on that call and find out more about your business, more about Artists International. And that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND, Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and a host of other awesome leaders will teach you and show you so you can get to step in. And today is the last day of the spiritual self-love session that Dr. P.K. Roberts is teaching. Go to her webpage on Facebook, Dr. Pecola Roberts. Find out more about it. It starts at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Mountain, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And you can go and listen and find out more about spiritual self-love. We are still continuing our fast. Willa, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being a team player. Thank you for being a team member. Pastor, co-pastor, pastor, anointed, victorious woman of God, you are awesome. We honor you. We thank you for what you share with us and teach us. Will you please come forward and seal this awesome word?
To God be the glory. We are grateful, God, for your word. We're grateful for those that are listening. Now, Lord, I don't know who's on the other end of this phone, but, Lord, you have a phenomenal GPS system that is tracking each and every one of us. And, God, you know right where we're at. You know right where we're sitting, right where we're laying, God. And your word, God, ha, thank you for guiding, for directing, for leading with such a loving, tender, kind heart. God, we thank you that your word, Jeremiah 10 and 23, says that you know your people's lives, and they're not our own, and that it's not for us to direct our own steps. I thank you, God, that you said that. I thank you for taking that responsibility from me because I can't handle it. And I thank you, God, that you love me enough that even when I misstep in this dance that you and I are doing, God, that as you are guiding me and you're leading me on the dance floor, that sometimes I step in the wrong step. Sometimes I mess up, but you still are in control. Bless each and every one of your people. Show them your love. Display your majesty today. Show up and throw your weight around, God. Show them how much you love them and help us to keep stepping. In Jesus' name we pray. It is so. Amen.